Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm joined in the studio by Ellie, who is helping us through what can be described as Christmas plans, really, for families who are separated. So one of the questions that I would imagine comes up quite a bit is, who pays for what at Christmas if you are separated?
Well, it really depends on your family's particular circumstances and at what stage, really, you are in resolving your all the issues arising from your separation. You may already have a regime in place for the payment of maintenance from one parent to the other. If not, you need to think about what one-off costs you've actually got at Christmas. It can be quite an expensive time of the year. You know, one-off shops, Christmas presents, Christmas trees, the list is really endless. So it's really thinking in advance about what costs you're going to have. And if you're not in a position to meet those costs, then really raising that issue early with your former partner to see if you can agree a contribution.
It seems like this time of the year, even if you're separated, it really needs to be about working together, doesn't it? Even if you have had a bit of a hard separation, just taking the time to make it for the family, in a sense.
Exactly, and especially if you've got children, you want to be minimising the stress, minimising the acrimony, the prospect of any arguments, and trying to make it as peaceful a time as possible, really.
It's not a time, is it, to be trying to outdo each other, especially when it comes to, for example, the presents or something?
It's not. I mean, it can be very tempting for separated parents to try and outdo each other when it comes to presents. And I would really recommend that you resist temptation. It might seem like a good idea in the short term to get one up on the other parent and be the great parent in the eyes of the children, but in the long term you could actually do more harm than good. And children themselves can be very astute in recognising that they can perhaps capitalise on that situation and play one parent off against the other, which can lead to bad feelings between parents. So I can't stress enough, try and communicate early with the other parent and perhaps try and agree what you will spend, what you will buy. Perhaps the children could compile a list of what they would like and work together to work through it.
Some good advice then coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show. We'll take a look at the question, can I take my children abroad at Christmas? It's on the way next.